Today we'll be beginning Siman Sadi Beis. The title of the Siman is Hanitzrach Lin Kavav, Vedin Rechita Lesfila, Ushar Hachanos Lesfila. The laws of one who needs the bathroom, washing your hands before davening, and other forms of preparation for tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Sif Aleph, Hayatzarach Lin Kavav Al Yispalel, one who needs the bathroom is not permitted to daven. Ve'im Hispalel Tefillah So Toeva, and if he does so, his tefillah is considered an abomination. Ve'tzarich Lachazor Lehispalel, then he has to go back and daven again. That's provided that you cannot hold back from going to the bathroom the amount of time it takes to walk a parsa. However, if you're able to hold it in for the amount of time it takes to walk a parsa, then you can. Then you would be yotze b'diavad. However, even then you shouldn't daven until you inspect and clean yourself properly. The Rama says, one who needs to use the bathroom is not even permitted to learn Torah, as long as his body, as long as he needs the bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Pasuk in Amos says that one must prepare himself to encounter Hashem. The Pasuk in Koheles says, guard your feet when you enter into the house of Hashem. V'amru Chazal, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemor Nekavecha B'Shah Shavato Omed B'Tila Lefanai. Hashem warns us to be exceptionally careful regarding using the bathroom when we're going to daven. V'tzarech Yesh Omrim D'davka L'Gdolim Ava L'Ktanim B'Diavar In Tzarech L'Achazoru L'Hispalel V'Yesh Cholken. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Cites Machlokes regarding whether this din, that if you cannot refrain from going to the bathroom, that you cannot daven, is only true when it comes to defecating, or is it even true when it comes to urination? It's the distance of 4 mil, which is approximately 72 minutes. From the beginning of davening, you had the ability to wait that long. Implying that even if immediately after davening he went to the bathroom, even if it was within the shir, it was less than 72 minutes, b'diavad he would still be yotze as long as he could have held it in since the beginning of tefillah. Even if he is able to hold it in for more than 72 minutes, since he feels like he needs to go a little bit, it's better for him to use the bathroom first before davening. Even if using the bathroom will come at the expense of tefillah b'tzibur, it's better to daven b'yachidos with a clean body. However, if you see that using the bathroom will cause you to completely miss zman tefillah, the Magen Avram and other achronim write that it will be permitted to daven if you can assess about yourself that you're able to hold it in for 72 minutes. And certainly it's true regarding Shema and other brachos, you have to be clean in order to say them. The Prima Gadim and the Ramban both write that b'diavad, if you already said Shema and you realize that you had to use the bathroom, b'diavad you do not have to repeat it. Even though, in other words, you may not be at the point where you're in violation of Baal Teshaktsu, where you really have to use the bathroom, but you're refraining from doing so. But nonetheless, if you still feel that you can't hold it in for the length of a parsa for 72 minutes, you still cannot daven or say bracha. So parsa mutter afilu b'kriya shema. If you can hold it in for up to 72 minutes, you can even recite shema. Hashari tshuva le'el b'simin vav sivkat and hey machmir bazeh. But the shari tshuva is machmir even about that. Ve'im hu malami Torah l'rabim odoreish. If a person teaches Torah publicly, uve'emtza nitztarich lin kavav afilu gedolim, and in the middle he realizes that he needs to use the bathroom even for defecation, mutter lo lashos atzmo, he's allowed to hold it in. The Baal Teshaktsu who raki sura de rabbanan and make kvod habrios nincha, because Baal Teshaktsu is only an isra de rabbanan and it's pushed aside in the face of kvod habrios in this case because of the shear that he's giving. We'll stop here for now and we'll pick up with Siv Beis tomorrow.